basically having ChatGPT brainstorm content ideas for you in an organized and strategic way. So it's based on the different pillars that you have for your brand or the types of content that you want to create. And it can organize a list of a variety of pillars, a variety of content, or whatever your content strategy looks like, and especially your monthly mapping strategy looks like. But it will also organize its answers into a table format. And I just want to say that the table format is especially important for you to use those words, table format, because some other online entrepreneurs, they're sharing similar prompts as this, asking ChatGPT to format its responses in a columned chart. And it doesn't work the same for using ChatGPT with your content idea bank. The copy pasting technique does not work the same. So you really want to use the table format language when you're asking for your response.
Hey, hey, my human friends, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Kinsey, and oh man, I am so excited to be sharing today's episode with you because we are coming at you live from the Authentic AI headquarters. Literally today, we hosted our live training for next level AI prompting techniques that you can use with ChatGPT to get better results. And oh man, I am still buzzing from all of the great feedback and awesome wins everyone had. Literally, the chat was just going crazy with how many insights everyone was gaining and all the things that they wanted to test and try and all that jazz. And it was so awesome. So I wanted to get this replay to you as quickly as possible. In the live training, I shared the three biggest AI mistakes that most solopreneurs make when using the tool, plus several quick fixes to help you overcome those mistakes so that you can start saving time and not wasting time. Plus, I shared six specific prompting techniques that you can use with ChatGPT to get better results. These are techniques that I use every day, as you will hear in the training. And I really know that if you implement these quick fixes and these techniques, you are going to be saving time with your AI tools and getting better results. So I will say I am just going to share the raw audio because I really didn't have time to edit this. I want to get this to you as quick as possible, but this is a training that may make more sense for you to watch just because I share slides and I share the prompts and I talk about all the different techniques and all of that stuff. So if you would prefer to watch this replay, simply click the link in the show notes. I have shared it below and then you'll be able to see exactly what we're talking about. However, I do think that the audio will work, especially for now. If you're more of a listener, let's go ahead and dive right into our live authentic AI training for prompting techniques to get you better results with ChatGPT.
Thank you so much for coming to our Authentic AI live training for AI prompt techniques for better results. We are going to just hit the ground running because literally I have so much to share with you. I am so stoked. As I was creating the presentation slides, I was just like squirming in my seat with excitement to share these prompt techniques with you because they really are stuff that I use every day in my business when I'm using ChatGPT to be my content co-creator and idea generator and all that different stuff. And they really do save me so much freaking time working with this tool and in general for my business. I've been able to get so much more done than I have in the past using tools like this. And these techniques that I'm sharing with you today are just so helpful. So before we dive into the presentation, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be talking really, really quick. I was practicing this presentation as I was like straightening my hair earlier and I was like running out of breath and I was like looking at the time. I was like, oh man, we got to get through a lot. So I'm going to be talking fast just so you guys know. But I do want you to know too, that one of our Authentic AI students, her name is Lisa, is going to be managing the chat. So if you have any questions at all during this presentation, drop them in the chat and Lisa will be sure to snag those up so that I can answer your questions at the end of the presentation. And she'll also just, you know, be answering questions as she can and all that different stuff. So if you haven't yet, go ahead and drop your name and where you're from in the chat so that I can go through and look at those later. Also, if you drop your Instagram handle, I will be sure to give you a follow because I love connecting with my people on Instagram. And go ahead and go grab a notebook or pen and paper or whatever you like to use to take notes, because we will be getting super specific and nitty gritty during this training. I will be sharing the replay afterwards, but it's always good to have a notebook handy for sure too. And hopefully I don't run out of breath by talking so fast all the time, but you know, it happens, and that's what happens when you just share so much value. So, okay, let's go ahead and dive right in so that we have time for all of it. But first, I would love it for you to also tell me in the chat where you are at in your AI journey, right? And what have you been using ChatGPT for just in your business in general? Because it's always helpful for me to know that about you, where you're at, so I can meet you there, right? Let's go ahead and dive into this training, you guys. I'm so excited. Okay, so today's training will help you save time and get what you want from ChatGPT using the next level prompting techniques that I'm going to be sharing with you. But the big question is always, for real, like how much time can ChatGPT actually save me, right? I get this question a lot, actually. And it's something that I really didn't realize. Like, I always knew ChatGPT could save me a lot of time and help me get more done more quickly. But until I created this nifty little graph chart, let me know if you guys can't see the edge of that, if you guys can see like all of our beautiful faces and stuff. But I created this nifty chart to really kind of break down in numbers, in hours, the amount of time ChatGPT can actually save us potentially as solopreneurs in our business, right? And I was like blown away. So something you need to know about this time saved chart is that I tried to keep it really realistic for you guys, because something that bothers me about the AI bros out there that you might see just like sharing numbers all the time. You know, I see a lot of people sharing numbers that are like, you know, create your whole month of Instagram content in like 30 seconds with AI, you know, or like create your whole online course in one day with ChatGPT. And I'm just kind of over there like, come on, guys, let's be realistic about these time saved numbers, right? Because I mean, firstly, that's not taking into account the amount of time it takes you to actually, you know, copy paste from ChatGPT into your Instagram captions and actually create the content at the very least. But also something that you should know about authentic AI is that we really want to take the human first approach. And I really care about making sure that everything that I use AI for still feels like an authentic reflection of my brand, right? So that means that every piece of content, every content idea that ChatGPT throws my way, I am always taking the time to think about it. Does this reflect my brand, and run it through the filter of my brand? And every piece of copy that I have ChatGPT write for me, I am always taking it and tweaking it and making sure that it's an authentic reflection of my brand as well, right? And that stuff takes time too. So when you're looking at this time saved chart that I created, just know that I'm really trying to take into account the realistic numbers of like how much time I personally spend on these different tasks before ChatGPT, and realistically how much time I spend after using ChatGPT and integrating it into my content creation workflow, right? But still, I mean, I'm blown away by like when you actually see the concrete amount of time that I'm saving every freaking day, week, month when I'm using tools like ChatGPT in my business. I'm like, it really is. These AI tools really are our superpowers as solopreneurs, especially who are wearing all the hats in our business and doing all the things, right? So yes, this is realistically about the amount of time that we can save every month. But I do want to say that that's only when you know how to use these tools in the best way, right? To get the responses out of these tools that you want, so you're not wasting time going back and forth with it, pulling teeth. And also, this is helpful when you create systems and workflows that work within your business, so that you're not getting distracted by the shiny objects of ChatGPT, because I can definitely get sidetracked going down a ChatGPT hole every day, but I have workflows and systems in place that allow me to not do that as much. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And also, of course, because I went ahead and created that cute little time saved chart, I was like, I'm going to create a money saved chart as well, right? And so this is just kind of a fun way to take a look at how much money ChatGPT could potentially save you every month if you use it for specific tasks in your business instead of hiring someone out, and or instead of thinking about the hours that you're technically paying yourself to do these tasks in like a longer time frame, right? So, you know, all of these different entrepreneurs charge, you know, a range per month, per day, per hour, whatever this looks like. But really, if you think about it, ChatGPT is either free or only costs $20 a month if you want to upgrade to the premium version. And that's a pretty stark difference, right? It was funny because when I was running these numbers with ChatGPT itself, it was like, we can save like $5,000 to $7,000. And I was like, okay, hold on, ChatGPT, like my solopreneurs are not even thinking about spending that much. You know, really what they're not doing is probably paying themselves as much, which is totally cool. I see you. I do that all the time. But, you know, a lot of solopreneurs like us might invest in freelance writers or virtual assistants or even a social media manager that could cost us, you know, $1,000 to $1,500 a month. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't invest in hiring out people to help you or invest in virtual assistants or social media managers or anything like that. But if you can use ChatGPT for some of the tasks, you really can cut back when you need to and really invest more in what matters and what will really move your bottom line for your business, right? And you can also pay yourself too, which is pretty cool. I also wanted to say one more thing too. If you are a freelance writer, virtual assistant, social media manager, any of those industries that I just listed, don't be afraid. Don't think that I'm saying that ChatGPT is going to take your job or anything like that. It's totally not going to whatsoever. And I truly believe that if you can learn how to use tools like ChatGPT and integrate them into your own business, your own workflows to use with your own business, but also with your client work, this is really going to turn into your superpower. It's going to make you stand out in your industry, and it really is going to allow you to pay yourself more, which is the dream, right? I love it. So yeah, ChatGPT really can save us time, energy, and money every day, every week, every month, and it can add up to infinity and beyond, but only if you know how to use it properly to actually save you time and get you great results, right? So let's talk about that. This training is for you if you are a small business owner, a solopreneur, or a content creator, and especially if you are using ChatGPT or a similar AI tool in your business on a regular basis. If you want to up-level your AI know-how and prompting skills, and if you are getting frustrated with the hit or miss results you're getting, and you're looking for easy yet impactful techniques to use in your everyday tasks, right? But first, before we dive into the training, let's spread the love, guys. If you would love to take a picture of this training at any point when I'm talking and send it, share it to your Instagram stories, make sure that you tag us at Authentic AI for Entrepreneurs, because then I will be able to see it and reshare it and spread the love back to you. And I will just be so, so excited to see behind the scenes of the training. So if you want to do that, I would so appreciate it and love it. Okay, so before we dive into all the nitty-gritty techniques, I just wanted to introduce myself real quick in case you don't know who I am. My name is Kinsey, and I'm the head honcho at Authentic AI and Feel Good Social. Feel Good Social was kind of my OG brand, and now we have our sister brand, Authentic AI, which takes the Feel Good Social approach to AI technology. I've been an entrepreneur for 5+ years, only entrepreneurs, no side gigs, which is crazy to me. I'm so kind of like proud of myself, honestly, like tipping hand emoji over here. I'm the host of the Feel Good Social podcast and the Authentic AI podcast. I am an authentic branding and genuine marketing expert, and I believe in getting AI to work for you in a way that's aligned with you. And here is my AI generated Kinsey. I wanted to throw that in there because it's so on theme and I think it's hilarious. I really like that Kinsey's sweater. I think I need to find me one. I'm an Enneagram 7 if you're into that. I've lived in Colorado, Indiana, Montana. I'm a dog mom to 3 dogs and 1 husband. I am a self-proclaimed word nerd. I can see better than I can walk, and I'm also like an actual nerd because I really like Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, and Harry Potter too. So I don't know if you guys are into that at all. But oh, I also wanted to throw in some real life photos of myself so you know I'm not actually a robot. So there's that. Okay. So really quickly, I just wanted to share my journey with AI tools because I think it's really relatable and I don't want you to feel like you're falling behind or any of the hesitations are weird to feel or anything like that, right? So when I first started hearing about the AI phenomenon, I was a total curmudgeon about it. And I included Mr. Wilson from Dennis the Menace meme because I literally was like shaking my fist at the fence, like, isn't the internet fake enough as it is? You know, what is this going to do to our creativity, to our critical thinking skills? I was like, our robot's going to take over the world. You know, I had all the fears, all the hesitations you might feel when it comes to using AI tools. But I was on one of those long drives and I had this kind of long drive epiphany. And I realized that I was kind of just afraid of change, afraid of what this would mean for our culture, right? Afraid of how people would use these tools in an inauthentic way. And I realized that the best thing I could do was turn toward AI, get curious about it, and figure out how we can make it work for us, how we can use it as solopreneurs in the most strategic and authentic way, right? And that's when Authentic AI, our sister brand, was born. So since then, I have really been trying and testing lots of different AI tools and techniques and really trying to hone how we can get these tools to work for us in a way that aligns with us. AKA, I was pretty much just playing around with them for the past year, hardcore. And I have found that AI really can be our secret weapon as solopreneurs specifically, but only if we really do understand how to use them in the best, most efficient, most strategic, and most authentic way, right? So my long story short is that you are exactly where you need to be right now. If you've been feeling like you're behind, if you've been feeling like you're not a really techie person, or if you've been feeling like AI is for bro brands, which, you know, I still have an issue with, but whatever. I'm here to tell you that you're good because just being here on this training, you are not behind. Like, no one is truly an AI expert. It's changing. It's evolving all the time. And really, I'm so proud of you for taking this step to start learning more about these tools and getting curious right now. And just the fact that you're here right now means that you're already ahead of so many others out there, right? Also, if you're not techie enough, don't worry. AI tools are actually way more simple than they seem, even though the word artificial intelligence is attached to them and they throw in technology on the end. Like, no, most AI tools are pretty simple to use, and I will be sharing easy peasy techniques for you to use so that's not overwhelming and it feels approachable. And then, is AI for bro brands? Guys, there's always going to be bro brands out there, okay? We can't avoid them. I mean, we can avoid them. But here's the thing. You don't have to use AI tools in a bro brand way, right? We are not going to be talking about how you can just churn out endless content without caring about authenticity or quality. No, I don't care about that. I'm never going to teach anything like that. When you come to Authentic AI for tips or whatever, you can always expect me to be approaching AI tools with an authentic point of view because it's something that I really care about. So that's what you can expect. On this training, we will cover 3 AI prompt techniques that are wasting your time. These are the 3 main techniques that everyone seems to be, or the 3 mistakes, sorry, that everyone seems to be making with AI tools. And then I'll be sharing several quick fixes to help you to fix these mistakes, right? So that'll be really helpful. I'm also going to be sharing 6 next level prompt techniques that will help you get the results you're looking for from the get-go from ChatGPT, right? So I'm going to share the techniques, and I'm also going to share the prompts that you can use to achieve these techniques, right? And our prompt playbook content edition will also include the prompts that I'll be sharing. So you'll be able to snag that at the end of this training. Plus, I've thrown in a few extra fun content creation prompts that I was testing around this morning. And I really love a little technique I use for like remixing reels and for daily life reel moments and stuff like that. So you'll find those prompts in there too. So that'll be great. And then also we're going to be talking about our brand new course, Content Made Easy with ChatGPT. Literally, it opened for enrollment today. I'm so excited, you guys. I'm going to be squirming in my seat over here because I can't stop getting excited about this, because I just cannot wait to teach how to integrate ChatGPT into your content creation process in an easy to follow way, in a strategic way, in an efficient way. And that's what the Content Made Easy with ChatGPT course is going to be all about. So I will be talking more about that at the end of this presentation, after we get through all the techniques and all the helpful tips and all the different stuff. But just so you know, because the door is open today, you can enroll for $100 off the beta price of the program, which is kind of a crazy deal, but you can enroll today only for only $197. Tomorrow, it's going to go up to $297, and actually next week, it's going to go up to $397. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If you guys are at all interested in this course, check it out today, because you'll want to snag that deal. It's awesome. Okay, so let's dive into the mistakes that people make with ChatGPT. So the number one mistake people make with ChatGPT is not training it properly for your brand and for the tasks that you want it to do, right? So I like to put this into perspective by thinking about, you wouldn't expect a human assistant to work for you or produce great whatever you need them to produce without training them first, right? Like, I always just imagine like a high school intern, you know, like eyes half closed, and you're just like, okay, create my content for me. And he's like, and he's just like slowly, lazily, like throws something together, and he doesn't know anything about your brand. He doesn't know anything about your strategy. And so obviously what he would produce would be pretty crappy, right? And the same goes for your AI assistant. So what we really need to be doing is training our AI assistants to understand our brand strategy, to understand the tasks that we want them to do for us, because that will allow it to give us great results, right? And a lot of people skip this part and just dive straight into using the tool, because it does take just a little bit of time and prep work, but it really does save you so much stress and time down the road, I promise, okay? So some hot tips for overcoming this mistake is to, one, train ChatGPT on all of your strategies. Okay. So if anyone is an Authentic AI, you know, avid follower, you may know that we have our brand persona for ChatGPT mini course that helps you train ChatGPT to sound like your brand in the copy that it writes and to think like your brand. But it can go so much deeper than that, right? You can train it on your brand, your mission, your values, your vision, your personality, how to write copy like you, but you can also train it on your audience, their struggles, desires, you know, what they need from you, how you respond to them. You can train it on your offers so that ChatGPT can understand the holistic picture of your product suite and understand the underlying strategy behind your content. You can train it on your messaging and all your brand opinions and all the different things that goes into your messaging. And then also your content strategy, right? Because if it can understand the content strategy that you are trying to create, then it can produce better content that aligns with that for you, and also help you create your content strategies every month, right? But also, you can train ChatGPT the individual chats on specific tasks, right? So I have a ChatGPT window for just like, you know, various content creation tasks that I do every month. I have one for podcasting because I write my show notes in the same way every month and it needs to understand about my show and how I kind of introduce my guests and all that different stuff. I have chat windows that are trained on all of my offers and my launches for the Content Made Easy with ChatGPT launch that we created the course and now we're launching it right now. Now, you know, I have one ChatGPT window, one chat that I go to for all of my Content Made Easy messaging and all of the stuff that we're putting out there because it knows everything it needs to know about this launch and about that course, right? So if you use and train individual chat windows for specific tasks, that makes it so much easier to get the responses that you want from it. And so that you don't have to waste time, you know, opening a new window and then telling it all about your brand, telling it all about your offer, whatever it is, the task that you're trying to do. No, if you have like a training strategy in place and you have a window that's already trained for that, that is so helpful. And then you could also utilize next level features for ease, right? So there's extensions or file uploads or even creating custom GPTs for your brand. These are all things that we can do if you are a ChatGPT Plus user. And so, you know, it's really important to be curious about some of these extra features because they really can save you time. I love using the file upload and the custom GPTs to train them on specific tasks as well. And I will say the step-by-step strategies, tools, and ChatGPT prompts that we share in Content Made Easy with ChatGPT, our new course, do help you to make this easier and pull this off faster than ever, right? Because we will help you train your ChatGPT for exactly what you need it to do, train it on your brand, understand your brand, all that different stuff. Okay, so I would be remiss if I didn't mention custom instructions in this training, and I'm not going to go deep into custom instructions or anything like that, but if you don't know, you need to know that there is a setting within ChatGPT called custom instructions that allows you to set the rules and information for every new chat window that you start so that ChatGPT will already know specific information about your brand and also already know some specific ways that you want it to respond, right? So if you didn't know about this, it's in your settings panel, customize ChatGPT. That's where you can, there's two little boxes. You can add all this information about your brand and your brand persona, your voice, how you want it to respond, all that different stuff. It is available on the free version and the pro version. Okay, so that's something that I hear a lot of people saying. They think it's only available on the pro. No, it's also available on the free, which is awesome. But the thing about custom instructions is that the two little boxes where you can tell it all it needs to know about your brand, they do have a word count. So I run into this all the time. I'm like, run into the word count limit for my custom instructions. I'm like, but no, you need to know more about my brand, you know? But wait, let me tell you more about how I want you to respond. And so, you know, you run into that issue of it having a word count, which is hard. Plus, it doesn't always work the best. And especially when you're trying to get ChatGPT to write copy for you, I have found other techniques that work way better for training ChatGPT individual windows or custom GPTs to really fully understand your brand in a deeper way than just using custom instructions. And don't you worry, we are handing over all of these strategies in our new course, Content Made Easy with ChatGPT. Here's just a fun little strategy that I'm going to be sharing with our students is our brand blueprint for ChatGPT. So this is a fillable Google Doc that I will walk you through filling out for your brand, for all of your strategies, your brand and your content strategy, right? I will walk you through the step-by-steps of filling it out with ChatGPT so that you can create this brand blueprint with ChatGPT and then Also, you will be able to use this to train ChatGPT on your brand in the future as needed. Plus, it's so cool because you can hand it off to your assistants or team members for them to use, whether just by themselves or also with ChatGPT, right? So this is super, super helpful. And then also in our AI content system, there's a little hub for your brand blueprint too, because I like having everything organized into one hub. You know how it goes. Okay, the second AI mistake that so many of us make is not creating an organization system, right? And my content creators, my social media marketers out there, you're gonna probably be chuckling because you understand this. One of the biggest time wasters for content creation in general, right, is not having an organization system in place and a workflow in place that helps you stay on track and organized. I feel this so hard in my soul because when I was just starting out as an itty bitty entrepreneur, I was taking on social media management clients and I was so overwhelmed, but trying to create content for like six different people. And I didn't have a content creation system in place yet. And like, man, so basically way back in the day, I created a content creation system for social media that worked for my brand, for my brain, you know, and it really made all the difference with being able to manage multiple clients all by myself as a solopreneur, because that content system was in place. So what have I done? Well, I've taken my content system skills, I guess, and figured out how can we make this work for us when we have an AI assistant, right? Because if anyone has been using ChatGPT for a while, you know what it's like to have content idea overload coming from ChatGPT, right? And so we really need to create a content organization system that works with our ChatGPT assistant so that we can stay on track and organized, have our workflow, and not get sidetracked by the shiny object that ChatGPT throws our way, right? So the quick fixes for this mistake are, one, I suggest that you create your brand prompt bank, okay? So for example, in Content Made Easy with ChatGPT, I share our content prompt library, right? So this is our library of all of our authentic AI prompts for you to plug and play and customize for your brand to create different types of content or use various techniques that I'm sharing in this training today. But that's not the same as your personal brand prompt bank. So I suggest that you create a prompt bank that of the prompts that you use a lot for your brand that are already customized for your brand, right? So that you're not just constantly going to the plug and play prompt library. Oh no, you're going to your own personal brand prompt library and you don't have to waste time customizing them again and again and again in the moment, right? So we do share just a little brand prompt bank template that you can use in Content Made Easy with ChatGPT, but it could also be really easy for you to create your own. And that'll be super helpful for saving time. You can also create your content system, your AI content system, which I kind of already explained. In our system, we include an idea bank, calendars, repurposing maps for all the different channels and all the different things. It's super nerdy. It's super cool, in my opinion. But what does that look like for you? Really take some time to consider what would my AI content system look like and how can I make sure that I'm organizing the ideas ChatGPT is throwing my way in a way that's working for me, right? And then for this mistake, once again, we can utilize next level features for ease if you have ChatGPT Plus. There are extensions that you can use. A really cool one that I found out about was GPT Folders. It's a Google extension that you can use. And basically it's free and it allows you to organize your chat windows within ChatGPT into folders, right? So we've all been there where we have like the long list of like 100 chats, different chats in ChatGPT, and we're like, oh, where do I find that one chat that I was working on like a week ago? You know, you have to scroll through and then you have to like try to decipher all the little titles of the chats and stuff. I still do this every day, even with my ChatGPT folders thing. But you know, ChatGPT folders makes it easier to organize your chat windows within ChatGPT. Pretty awesome. Also, it allows you to search through your chats, which is so cool. Because I have also been there where I am like thinking about a conversation I had with ChatGPT last week. And I was like, oh yeah, it said that one thing. Or I want to go refine like a prompt that I put in there, you know, because it worked really well. And I'm having to like firstly find the chat and then scroll all the way back up and try to find wherever the heck it was in the conversation that happened. No, this extension allows you to search through chats, which is really nice. And then there's also, you know, GPTs and all the different next level features that you can use. Just start getting curious about them and figure out which ones work for you. In Content Made Easy with ChatGPT, we are sharing our AI content organization system. I've created it in Notion, but I'm also sharing a Google version because I know that not everyone is a Notion girly. So just know that if you end up joining Content Made Easy with ChatGPT, we will be sharing our content organization system with you to use for your brand. Okay. The third AI mistake that everyone seems to be making is not knowing prompt techniques that will help save you time and get you better results, which is really what this entire training is all about, right? So just so you realize, ChatGPT really is a tool, and like any tool, it really works better when you know how to use it. So a lot of people just jump straight into copy pasting those generic prompts that they see everyone sharing in their 1,000 prompt library, you know, and like prompts are great. And like, you really can customize those generic prompts to work for your brand, but you have to understand how to customize them and also understand how to work with the tool to get those responses that you want. And they really are simple techniques that I'm about to share on today's training that will really be helpful for you. So I promise we're getting to those step-by-step techniques with the plug-and-play prompts I have to share with you. But quickly, I just wanted to share some simple tips for just prompting better with ChatGPT, okay? So the first thing we always need to remember is to take a human-first approach to AI, to ChatGPT, right? And that means bringing your own ideas to it first. A lot of times people come to these tools and they think that AI is just going to do all the thinking for you. And it can, but that's how you get the generic results that everyone else is getting, right? So if you come to these tools, bring your ideas to these tools and allow the tools to help you expand them or organize them or amplify them or whatever it looks like, that is how you will get the most aligned responses. That's how you'll get the most unique responses. That really is how you can integrate ChatGPT into your workflow, is to help it aid you in the work you're already doing, and remain the expert, remain the big picture thinker behind your business. It does make such a difference if you come to the platform telling it exactly what you're thinking and bringing your own ideas. Also, always get super specific with the things that you tell ChatGPT. You cannot get enough detailed. you cannot get specific enough with this. So tell it exactly how you want it to respond. Tell it exactly what you're looking for. Tell it all of the context, all of the details that it needs to know in order to give it the best response, right? Then go back and forth with it, right? Iteration is so, so helpful for getting the stuff you want from ChatGPT. And this is where a lot of us can get frustrated, right? Is because we go to ChatGPT, but then it feels like we're going back and forth so much and it's just pulling teeth, trying to get what we want out of it and all that different stuff. So it's really important to understand these prompting techniques that I'm going to share, and also the iteration techniques, the tweaking techniques, to allow you to go back and forth with it without wasting 30 minutes trying to get what you want out of it and then feeling like you could have just done it faster if you'd just done it yourself, right? Okay. You also really should adjust your expectations. This is something that's been popping up a lot for me lately, is, you know, we really can't think of these tools as something that is going to do all the work for us, right? A lot of times people will just come and expect it to just magically, you know, create this perfect caption for my brand. And it's like, well, no, but it still can help you get there faster, get the work done faster. It can give you great jumping off points. It can aid you in the process. It's a helpful tool that helps you along, but it's not just going to magically do the work for you. And if it does, it's not going to get the best responses, right? So just remember to adjust your expectations. And remember that this is a tool that really is helping you save time. Even if it's not miraculously doing all your work for you in 30 seconds, it's still saving you close to 3 hours a day if you're using the tool like I am, which is crazy time that I love having that I didn't have before this, right? Also, use AI as needed. Like I said, you know, it can be easy to just expect it to all of a sudden do everything for you in your business. But I have found that the best way I'm continuously getting more done, being super productive every day, is just finding my own stride in my business, doing my work, and then coming to ChatGPT whenever I need to blast through, you know, a writer's block situation or brainstorm more ways to say this or outline something that would have taken me an hour before or whatever it is, right? So use the tool as needed, but it doesn't have to completely do all your work for you all the time. And then also don't forget, don't make the first two mistakes I shared already, because those are really important to remember too. Okay, next slide is our number one technique, I promise. But before we dive into that, I just want to remind you that I will be sharing our Prompt Playbook Content Edition at the end of this training. It's our free bonus gift for you for showing up live. Yay. But it will have all of the plug and play prompts that I'm sharing, the 6 techniques that I'm sharing in this training. So don't feel like you need to hurry, scramble to like type up the prompts as you see them on the screen. No. The Prompt Playbook has them to make it easy to copy paste in ChatGPT. Plus, I forget if I already said this, but I'm super excited to share a few more content creation prompts that I use every day to create just like a quick Instagram reel, you know, a remix reel or a daily life reel or carousels, and then myth busting quick win tips. I was testing them out this morning, the prompts in this playbook, and I was just getting excited about the stuff ChatGPT was throwing my way. So I know you're going to love these too. And then finally, also in our Content Made Easy prompt library, we do have more prompts to share with you. And this library is going to be growing all the time. I'll be adding to it more and more prompts as I create more, come up with more. So if you like the prompts that I share with you, then just know that if you join Content Made Easy with ChatGPT, you will get even more fun content creation prompts and techniques. Okay. Okay. So let's move into our AI techniques, the prompting techniques for better results. You guys, I'm so excited. Okay, so the first technique that I want to share with you is formula prompts. I kind of coined this. I don't know if anyone else is sharing this or not, but this is what I decided to call these. But basically, it's when you give ChatGPT the exact formula for how you want to provide its response, right? So it's not just saying, write me an email newsletter. Like, you know, that's cool, but it's kind of generic. It's not exactly telling it what you want. Formula prompts go deeper than that to describe the exact outline or the exact flow that you want it to take. So I use this for anything when I already know the exact formula that I want ChatGPT to throw a response out at me, especially if it's like an Instagram caption, like storytelling captions. For me, I know exactly how I want the flow of these captions to go. And so if I just go to ChatGPT and I'm like, write me an Instagram caption about this, it throws out whatever it can think of, but it's not exactly what I'm looking for and what I know I already want. So instead of wasting time doing that and then going back and forth with it and trying to pull teeth, I will tell it the exact formula for what I want it to respond in, for how I want the caption to go, right? So here's a personal story formula example. This prompt is included in our prompt playbook, so don't worry about trying to copy it down or anything like that. But as you can see in this prompt, we tell it exactly how we want it to go. You know, we say start with an emotive attention-grabbing hook, empathize with the irksome struggle, then transition into my personal experience of overcoming this struggle. Then, you know, end with a major takeaway and a call to action, right? Like, I'm telling it exactly how I want the prompt format to go. And honestly, it usually ends up spitting out something that is very, very close to what I would have ended up writing for my brand, but that would have taken me like an hour, you know? So when I just like put this into ChatGPT from the get-go, then it spits out something that is feels very on brand for me. It's exactly what I'm looking for. And it takes me, you know, 5 to 15 minutes to tweak it to really make sure that it sounds like me. And then I can just keep moving on with my day, right? So story formula prompts are really, really awesome. Okay, technique number two. This is the example method. So this gives ChatGPT an example or a template to replicate in its response, right? So if you have a specific format that you want something written in, or if you have like script templates or like copy templates that you want to use and have ChatGPT customize it to fit your brand, this is where this technique can come in really handy. I use it for my podcast show notes because I have a very specific way that I format my podcast show notes every time. And if I would just ask ChatGPT for podcast show notes, it wouldn't give me what I want, right? And then also I'll use this for email scripts. Scripts and stuff like that. So here's an example of an email script example prompt that I actually used for an email that I sent out yesterday that you probably got. But as you can see, I kind of tell ChatGPT the context and the details, and then I copy pasted an email script for launches that I actually got in one of my courses that I'm enrolled in. I just copy-pasted the email script into ChatGPT. I said, please customize this for my brand. Here's the context. Here's the details you need. And it spit out something that was really similar to what I would have wanted. For this specific one, I actually ended up going back and forth with it just a little bit to tweak it to get it sound a little bit more Kinsey. But it still ended up, I ended up with multiple things and I was able to craft the email within 15 minutes because I spent time making sure that it sounded great and exactly what I wanted it to be. And it really did save so much time than if I was just going to try to customize that script myself, honestly, because I was having trouble coming up with some ideas of things that fit in the different places that she had within the email script I was using, right? Okay, the third technique is the finish this method. So this gives ChatGPT a piece of content that you've already started that you'd like ChatGPT to finish for you. And I love using this one because, you know, I'll be just like typing along at a caption or an email. I'll be like really feeling good about it. And then all of a sudden I'll hit a wall. And I'll be like, how the heck do I finish this, right? And so that's when I will go to ChatGPT. I'll throw it into ChatGPT with a prompt that I'm about to share, and it can finish it for me, which is super fun, right? So as you can see in this prompt, we explain the point we're trying to make. We give it the context that we need. We tell it who we're speaking to. And then we just copy paste what we have and ask it to finish it for us. So this can work well if you already have an idea of where you want it to go, right? Where you want the copy to go, what you want the call to action to be. But it can also help you finish things that you have no idea what the heck you want, where you want it to go, right? I actually like to use this sometimes for like stories, like personal stories that I'm sharing with my brand audience and be like, help me make a point with this story. Help me finish this and like bring up like a big takeaway or something. And that's really fun to use, you know? So here's just an example of a time when I had ChatGPT finish something for me. This is actually for this training, for an email for this training, which was super nice because it saved me a lot of time. Okay, the technique number four that I love using every day is a one-liners technique, I'm calling it. So this gives ChatGPT one line or sentence to brainstorm ways to say it in a similar way, right? Or just like similar scenarios, which I love using. So this works really great when you're getting stuck on like that one word or sentence. And I love using it for tweaking copy that ChatGPT has written for me. So like not every piece of copy that ChatGPT writes for me is perfect, right? And often it's just like the one word or sentence or phrase that I'm like, ugh. Like you had to include that, right? ChatGPT, like, I don't like this. So then I'll go back and I'll be like, let's brainstorm more ways to say this. And it's really, really helpful. So here are two different ways that you can use the one-liner technique. One is brainstorming more ways to say something. And then one is helping you finish a list of relatable scenarios, which I love. It's kind of like scenarios, like daily life moments that are relatable for your ideal customers. That's usually how I use it. So here's a list of relatable scenarios that this prompt technique got me. And I think I love using this because I'm always reading the list. I'm like, oh, you got me. You know, they're hitting home, ChatGPT. Thanks, you know. Okay, so technique number five is the expansion method. So this is actually more of a brainstorming technique than like a copywriting technique, but it's basically helping you get the most unique and specific ideas for your brand that aren't just generic that everyone else is talking about, right? So this technique kind of starts with the big picture ideas for brainstorming content and whatnot, and then gets more and more specific and unique with follow-up prompts. So I use this when I am generating content ideas, brainstorming, like how I want my month to go, what we want to talk about, all the different stuff. Here's an example of the content topic brainstorm expansion sequence. I don't know why I called it that. But here's an example of the prompts that I use. Basically, the first one is just asking it to brainstorm perfect for me ideas for my brand based on my audience and my brand's opinions and the theme of the month, even, or whatever that looks like. And then after it has given me that initial list of brainstormed ideas, I will do a follow-up prompt where I ask it to expand on one of those ideas in the list, right? And that allows it to create another list of even more specific ideas and all that different stuff. And the thing I want you to realize is that you can use the follow-up prompt again and again and again, okay? So you can use the follow-up prompt on all the different ideas within the original list that ChatGPT would give you, or you could even ask it to expand the ideas in the second list that it gives you or whatever it is, right? But this really allows you to really get more specific, more unique, and finally land on those ideas that don't feel generic. So here's just an example of when I use this prompt for my brand. I also ask it to share why my audience cares and what the impact is on my audience, just so I can understand that when it comes to the content ideas that it's brainstorming for me. Okay, the sixth technique that I love to use. I'm super stoked on sharing this one, especially for my social media managers, my content creators, all that different stuff. This is the table format technique. Okay. And so this is kind of a brainstorming technique and also a formatting technique for sure. But it's basically having ChatGPT brainstorm content ideas for you in an organized and strategic way, right? So it's based on the different pillars that you have for your brand or the types of content that you want to create. And it can organize a list of, you know, a variety of pillars, a variety of content, or whatever your content strategy looks like, and especially your monthly mapping strategy looks like. But it will also organize its answers into a table format. And I just want to say that the table format is especially important for you to use those words, table format, because some other online entrepreneurs, and like I love them, they're sharing similar prompts as this, asking ChatGPT to format its responses in a chart format or a columned chart. And it doesn't work the same for using ChatGPT with your content creation, with your content idea bank then, right? The copy pasting technique does not work the same. So you really want to use the table format language when you're asking for your response. But here is an example of the table format technique and the prompt that I use. Essentially, we are asking it to brainstorm ideas based on our brand and our content strategy and all the different stuff, and also format its result in a table format with all of these different categories, right? So then here is a look at how the response will end up when ChatGPT gives you a response, right? So it's basically organizing it into the content pillars and the types of content. And it, you can even ask it for an attention grabbing hook and all these different things. You can use this in a lot of different ways depending on your content and how you organize it and create it and map it out every month and stuff. But the really cool thing is that when you ask for it in a table format, you can actually just select it all, copy, paste it into a spreadsheet of some sort, and or this is created in our Notion AI content system, and it will automatically organize it based on the content pillar tags that I have in there, right? And all the different things. So then I can really easily change the spreadsheet view into the different the Kanban view, the different bucket views, and also turn it into a content calendar, which I can then drag all my content ideas down onto the calendar. It's so fun and easy to like organize my content and map my months that way, right? So that's why I geek out so much about the table format view, because I just love it. Okay, my friends. So here is the scoop. We have gotten to the end of kind of the techniques I wanted to share with you today. And this class has shared a high level overview of the systems, the techniques that you can use to get better results with AI. But there is only so much I can squeeze into 60 minutes. I've been talking so long. I was really trying to hurry through and so that we could just jam pack all the value into this class as possible. And I am running behind just a little bit, but I promise I'll try to keep it quick so we can get to that Q&A session at the end. Long story short, if you did love the systems and techniques that I've shared with you that I've developed, if you like the way that I teach them, then I do want to invite you to join me in April of 2024 in Content Made Easy with ChatGPT, our new course for turning AI into your content co-creator in an easy peasy way, right? So Content Made Easy with ChatGPT is our new online course. It's our live program for 6 weeks to help you up-level your content game authentically. We will focus on crafting your content strategy, mapping your monthly calendars, and creating your content with ease and a little help from ChatGPT, right? So the doors did open for enrollment today, which is awesome because we are doing a 24-hour early bird special for $100 off the beta price of this program. So if you do enroll in the program today, you can snag it for $197, which is kind of a crazy deal, considering that the course is actually valued at like $997. So that's why we're only doing it for one day at $197. But if you are all interested, I really encourage you to snag it today. It's only $197. Price is going up to $297 tomorrow. And then actually next week, I'm going to be raising it again to $397. So if this is something that you're interested in, make sure that you check it out and sign up today if you want to, because that's going to be the best deal you'll ever see for it. I'll quickly take you through the curriculum and what we're going to learn. So in module one of Content Made Easy with ChatGPT, we are going to be talking about the next level AI techniques for content creation. So the stuff I've been sharing today, but even more specific, more detailed, more ideas and techniques and deep diving further. I'll be sharing kind of the premium features, how you can start integrating ChatGPT Plus, time-saving workflows, you know, how to train and organize your chats based on like my own workflow that I use, you know, how to create your brand's personal prompt bank, all that different stuff. Module two is going to be focused on crafting your brand content strategy with ChatGPT. So this is getting really deep into who your brand is, who you're speaking to, your messaging, your offers, your content strategy, creating all of that with ChatGPT, and also creating your unique brand blueprint to use with ChatGPT to train it for future tasks. And this blueprint is also something that you can hand off to your team members so that they can use ChatGPT for your brand too. Module 3 is mapping your content calendars with ChatGPT. So this is where we are brainstorming ideas and taking those ideas and putting them into our content system and organizing our monthly calendars in a strategic way based on all the themes. We're going to get nerdy for sure, but also in a way that can be used with ChatGPT in a streamlined way too, right? And then finally, module 4, create all of your content with ChatGPT. So this is where we're going to be talking more specifically about the content creation prompts techniques. And I have shared just a few of them, the bonus prompts at the end of the prompt playbook that you can snag here in just a few minutes, so that you can just get a taste of a few of the different specific content prompts that I've included in our content prompt library. And we will also be talking about the techniques you can use to really get what you want and have ChatGPT create content for you, right? So it's not just caption writing, but it's also, you know, brainstorming reels. It's even specific techniques of like getting ChatGPT to remix a reel for your brand. It's creating visuals in different ways. We'll be talking about how Canva and ChatGPT can integrate to really make your content creation process faster and easier, right? So I'm excited for module 4. Okay, quickly, I just wanted to share some student love. Our student Rian is an ADHD entrepreneur, and she took our brand persona for ChatGPT mini course. She loved it. She loved the step-by-step way that I teach prompts and how to use ChatGPT and integrate it into your process. And she is also going to be joining us in Content Made Easy with ChatGPT. I can't wait to have her in the program. Quickly, also, the extras that are included in the program, I've already mentioned a few of these, but we will be sharing our ultimate brand blueprint for ChatGPT. This is a fillable Google Doc, and I will teach you how to create this and then also how to share it and train ChatGPT in the best way. I'll be sharing the content organization system we've developed and also the AI prompt library that is always growing with content creation specific prompts that you can just customize for your brand and plug and play and use with ChatGPT. Also, I haven't even mentioned the fun bonuses, guys. I'm so excited about these too. But I am including 3 fun bonuses with Content Made Easy with ChatGPT. Firstly, in the spring or summer, I haven't decided on a date yet, I'm going to be hosting a live workshop for Create Your Custom GPTs. And so you can create custom GPTs for your brands, for all the tasks to use with team members and to help your ideal, your customers and all that stuff, right? This workshop will be walking you through the process of doing that. I am going to be opening up the workshop to everyone, but as a Content Made Easy student, you will get a free ticket to that. The brand persona for ChatGPT mini course, if you're not already a student, this mini course will help you pinpoint exactly what your brand sounds like so that ChatGPT can replicate copy for you. We do dive even deeper into this topic in Content Made Easy, but this will help you just hit the ground running getting ChatGPT to sound more like your brand. And then finally, our storytelling with AI workshop. So this is another live workshop I'm going to be hosting in the summertime. And basically, it's helping to share more story formula prompts and techniques that you can use for personal storytelling and get ChatGPT to help you write personal stories so that you don't sacrifice your brand's authenticity and humanness. And so that's going to be really fun too. I geek out about that stuff. Oh man. Okay. I just had to throw in a few screenshots of student love. These are screenshots from all of my Authentic AI and Feel Good Social students. Anyone who has taken a course with me and gotten live support from me in the past, just to show that, you know, I really do give my heart and soul to my students. And I really care about giving you that high touch support and helping you, you know, tweak your prompts, helping you craft your copy, all that different stuff. My students always are very enthusiastic about my enthusiasm and I love it. Okay. So also just so you know, Content Made Easy with ChatGPT, it is live trainings that are tailored for you. So this means it's weekly live trainings, which is awesome because I'll be able to dish up the most in the now information and techniques, and also you will be able to implement the work in real time. So there's not going to be lots of long videos to watch and lots of homework that you have to accomplish every week. I'm really going to try to make it so that we can all come together and do the work, and I can answer your questions every week, and it's going to be super awesome. And also includes high touch support. So our course community for 6 weeks, I can help you troubleshoot your prompts. I can help you figure out your content creation system in a way that works best with ChatGPT. All the different stuff. It's going to be so fun, guys. Okay, here is one more student love from Lisa, who has been in the chat managing all the questions and stuff that I haven't been able to look at quite yet. But Lisa has been an Authentic AI student since the beginning. She's what I call an Authentic AI super fan. I love her. And she is also going to be joining us in Content Made Easy with ChatGPT. So you'll be able to have a little bit more Lisa when you join us in there. So by the end of the course, you will have streamlined your content creation with AI, nailed your brand consistency in a way that you can really hand off to team members and train your AI assistant with. You will be able to actually scale up without the sweat. ChatGPT came up with that phrase, and I was like, yeah, ChatGPT, I like that, you know, because legit, like, you will be able to scale up without, you know, giving more of your time, energy, or money as much than we have in the past, right? Which is amazing. And then also you will have future-proofed your biz, because let's be honest, guys, AI tools are here and they are becoming the new norm. And if you can get curious about them and figure out how to make them work for you, you will be setting yourself apart in your industry and really prepping your business to just continue carrying on into the future, right? Okay, guys, so this is the course. This is everything that you're getting. The value is $9.97 after I added everything up. And actually, it's probably a little bit more because I was going a little bit, like, you know, rounding down for some of the things and stuff. The regular price will be $3.97 next week, but the early bird price today only is $197. So it's $100 off the beta price that's going to be tomorrow's price of $297. And then, like I said, it's going to go up to $397 next week. So if you are interested, I really suggest you go ahead and snag the course now so that you can snag this amazing early bird price. Okay, so the ROI is clear. I liked this slide because I really just wanted to break down how much time and money it would take to pay off. I mean, within one day, you can save 3 hours with ChatGPT if you know how to use it correctly and you've developed the systems for it. You could save 15 hours a week, even 70 hours a month. That's crazy to me, but it's true. It's insane. And also, you know, you can really save money when it comes to using ChatGPT and use that money that you save to invest back into your business in the places where you really need it as well. And also, that's not even considering your hourly rate and the money that you'll be able to pay yourself, or like, because you'll be able to do more with your AI assistant that really never needs a caffeine boost, right? Also, if that's not enough, I have offered a 100% money back guarantee for 14 days. If you change your mind, I'll give you your refund, no questions asked, because I just didn't want to make this complicated. I just wanted to allow you to be able to sign up and, you know, we got you. No questions asked. It's fine. So like I said, the pay in full today is $197, or we do have a payment plan of $127. I'm not able to offer the payment plan for the crazy early bird price today, but tomorrow it'll be $297 for the pay in full. So the payment plan of 3 times $127 makes a little bit more sense, but we do offer that payment plan just in case $297 feels a little bit too much for you. But if you're interested, I definitely suggest you just sign up today for the $197, because that is the best deal you're ever going to get on this. And it includes everything, lifetime access to everything, any updates that we will be making to the course, the Q&A, the community, the bonuses, all the things. So if you're interested to enroll, it is diywith.ai/content. I will totally be emailing you with a link later on, but definitely check out the course today, diywith.ai/content. I really need to be able to say that better. And that's where you can find all the details and sign up for that awesome early bird deal today. Okay, guys, we made it. We made it through. Thank you for sticking with me. I'm sorry that it took just a little bit more than an hour. I will be spending time answering questions in the Q&A and all this different stuff. But if anyone needs to hop off, totally cool. I will be sharing the replay. And so if you don't have your question answered, but you need to hop off, you can always go find the replay and skip back to the question and answer later. But here is where you can find the free gift, the prompt playbook. It's DIY with .ai/gift. So make sure you head to that right now. DIY with .ai/gift. And that's where you can find our prompt playbook, is all the prompts that we shared in today's training, plus five more really fun content creation prompts that are like daily life reels, remixes and memes, you know, carousels, quick win tips, and myth busting are the other ones I included. So those are really fun for you to use too. Okay, Q&A time. And I don't know if I'm covering this up, so I'm going to move us over here real quick. But okay, I'm going to take a look at I'm going to actually open up our training too, just so I can see if anyone adds any more. Oh my gosh, thank you, Lisa. Thank you for managing the chat. And thank you guys so much for coming, everyone who's still here. So I'm going to go ahead and take a look at Lisa's Google Doc that she's been adding to, so that I can make sure I'm answering questions. But if anyone has any questions that they didn't already ask, make sure that you are just dropping them in the chat now. I will definitely be spending time here answering questions as long as it's needed. But and if you do need to hop off at any point, I will be sharing the replay as well. So, okay, let me find our questions. Okay, so we did have a question. Can you explain how we find and use folders to organize ChatGPT chats? Okay, so the folders is basically an extension, a Chrome extension called GPT folders. Okay, so just Google GPT folders. Because I don't know the link and stuff. And that's basically what I did. And it was like the first thing that popped up. But it's a free Google Chrome extension. And I'm pretty sure it can only be used with Google Chrome. And you install it, and then it integrates with your ChatGPT. And it allows you to kind of organize your chats into the folders. So for example, for this course launch, Content Made Easy with ChatGPT, say I had one chat window that I wanted to help me create and outline the course, right? And then I had another chat window where I wanted to have it help me write the emails for the launch and all the different stuff. I would want to maybe put both of those chats into one folder so I could easily find them. And then there's just a feature within that too where you can search through the chats. Oh, Megan just signed up. Yay, girl. I'm so excited to have you in Content Made Easy with ChatGPT. Yeah, Chrome extension. Awesome. Are there any other questions anyone had about any AI things, or what can we do to avoid certain words? Oh, Felicia, yes. Or Felicia. I don't know how you say your name, but oh girl, I have so many thoughts about this. Okay. So yes, there are definitely certain words that are total tropes and cliches for ChatGPT. Let me know if you want me to list off a few. I totally can. It can be really tricky to get ChatGPT to fully avoid using these specific words, right? And so I'm going to tell you a few suggestions, but also just realize that sometimes it's a good idea to, firstly, really again and again and again, remind ChatGPT, don't use these words, but then also have specific swap words like in your pocket, in your toolkit, that you can just easily swap out, right? So for example, for me, I hate my ChatGPT uses crucial all the time. I hate the word crucial. Firstly, I hate saying it. It sounds like weird when I say it. And also, like, what normal person says that everything in the world is crucial? No, it's important, right? So every time I just see crucial being used in copy, I will swap it out. But basically, putting it in your custom instructions is a great starting place to try to have ChatGPT avoid specific words. And in all caps, I would say, right? Like, do not use these words, put the specific words or phrases that you do not want it to use inside of quotation marks, because that really tells ChatGPT, don't use these words, right? And then after that, it's still going to use the words, of course, because it always does. And so reminding it within specific chat windows is also a good idea. This is where something like your personal brand prompt bank can come in really handy, right? Because that is one of those personal brand prompts that you should just keep handy so that you can copy paste it into a chat window whenever you're having ChatGPT write copy for you. And you're like, again, do not use the words unlock, unleash, the power of, you know, crucial, like all these words that it just uses again and again that don't sound like a normal human would write them. Sometimes it regards XD. Oh, yeah. XD. Okay, so you are a designer. So are you talking about like Adobe XD? That's interesting. I haven't ever heard of, or haven't thought about ways that you might use that. I kind of want to talk more to you about like how you might want to be using XD in copy and or like how you're using it, because that might help me figure out something to help you with it. But in general, I was actually going to include format quick fixes in this training, but I didn't have time for it. Obviously, I had to get rid of that part of this training. And if you ever want ChatGPT to really pick out something and pay attention to something, put it inside of quotation marks, because that will tell it like, this is important, right? So that's what I suggest for like, don't use these words, right? Are there any other questions? Oh, wait, Leslie has one. How can we use a photo of ourselves to create AI images that can be used for branding? Okay, girl, I hear you. Yes, I have been playing around with I use Midjourney, just because, I don't know, I decided to figure it out. It seemed like the best one. And I really do think it is one of the better ones for sure. But there is somewhat of a learning curve to Midjourney. So if you are like, don't really need to create AI images and all that sort of stuff, or if you're like not taking it to the next level, then I would suggest using AI image creator in Canva is like fun and easy. Firefly is Adobe's image generator that I really do enjoy as well. Or of course there's DALL-E, which is the one that integrates with ChatGPT and all the different stuff. Is Midjourney on Leonardo AI? I'm not sure. Honestly, I haven't heard of Leonardo AI, Leslie, but Midjourney, it's a standalone software, but it's used in Discord. So that's why it's a little bit like tricky to download and figure out. And then what I've been doing with my face swap image generation, which is what I was kind of using for the AI generated Kinsey's. You saw two of them in this presentation. I use an app called Insight Face that goes with Midjourney. And if you want to use it, send me a message on Instagram later and I will send you the tutorial that I used to set it up and figure out how to use it, because I don't even know how to explain it and the tutorial was super helpful. Oh, yay, Molly signed up. Yay, I'm so excited, lady. I've been playing around with Midjourney too, but it's very early stages. okay, any recs on podcasts or tools to best learn it? I have been finding a lot of helpful tutorials on YouTube for Midjourney specifically, and then that Insight Face integration app thing that goes with Midjourney to swap the faces. So Insight Face. Yeah. So I will share, anyone who wants me to send them the link to that and the tutorial, send me a message on Instagram at Feel Good Social or Authentic AI for Entrepreneurs. And I'll just send you the link to that tutorial. It was a tutorial, but it wasn't that hard, but like it was a good tutorial and stuff. And then just for my AI nerds out there who like the image generation stuff, I have found that with Insight Face, once you use it, you kind of generate an image of a woman, and or you can actually have it swap your face out on like just random internet images, which is pretty creepy kind of, but like kind of fun. Or I will have Midjourney describe the photo of like the theme that I want, and then it will generate AI images, and then I'll swap my face out or whatever. But I have found that it works the best if you like swap a smiling for a smiling face, or a like stern face for a stern face or whatever. And also try to make sure that the facial structure of whatever woman you're swapping your face on is similar-ish to yours, right? So anyway, that's just my nerding out about Insight Face. Any recs on podcasts or tools to best learn Midjourney? I think that YouTube videos work the best just because they're so visual, right? And there's also a woman that I interviewed on my podcast, Lauren from Bemused Studio. She has been talking about releasing a Midjourney course, which I think that would be amazing. She's really great at using Midjourney. So it's not out yet, but I'm keeping an eye out for that too. Oh, Felicia signed up for the course. Yay, lady. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Guys, I'm so excited to get started. So anyway, if anyone has any questions, I'm going to give it like 5 more minutes. But I didn't see any other ones. So if anyone has any more questions, ask them right now. But I will be sharing the replay to this, and I will also be sharing the links to everything and all the different stuff. So don't worry about like not being able to find it or having to think about what did Kinsey say or anything like that, because you'll have access to this replay. And thank you. Thank you guys so much for coming. Sorry it went just a little bit over, but I appreciate your time. I hope you gleaned a lot of insights from this. And I really hope that you're able to sign up for the Content Made Easy course and join us, because it's just going to be really, really fun to take all of this information and just dive even deeper and learn more about this and nerd out about AI with you. So anyway, thanks, Megan. Thanks, Rian. Oh, yay. I didn't know you were here, honey. Hey, thanks, Lisa. Oh my gosh. Okay, guys, I so appreciate you. And I will be sharing the replay as soon as it, you know, downloads and does all the things. So you'll be hearing from me later today, but I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
Wow, my friend, you made it all the way through that training. I am so proud of you. I hope that you gleaned a lot of insights from the things I shared. Once again, if you at all, while you were listening to this, were like, wait a second, what is Kinsey talking about? It's probably because this was a live video training. And so if you want to reference anything or see the slides that I was sharing, simply click the link in the show notes and that will take you to the video replay. And that'll just be super, super helpful for you. And on top of that, if you are interested in joining our new course, Content Made Easy with ChatGPT, I would absolutely love to invite you into the program with us. You can check that out at diywith.ai/content. And I really would love to support you in that program. All right. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will catch you next time I catch you. Thank you so much for tuning into Authentic AI for Entrepreneurs, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your shows.